Nun Ches. Okay, we have yet again, we have Kro Begaron, Al Tach Seich. Call out loud, don't hold back, Hashofar wrinkle and like a shofar, raise up your voice. The Hagel Ami Pisham, tell over to my nation their sins, Lebes Yakov Katsusam, and to everything they have done wrong. This is referring, obviously, to Yeshaya. Hashem is telling Yeshaya, it's time for you to get out. The false prophets have gone around, they tell them that they're trying to placate the people. Is it placate or placate? It's both, right?
Say placate.
So placate the people. You like that? Yes, they placated the people, right? In order to maintain their positions and keep the power that they had. Yeshaya, on the other hand, is told to call out in the top of his lungs and scream at Bnei Yisrael and to be able to go. So raise your voice to show God's anger. Raise your voice to make sure they hear you. Raise your voice that it carries far to the people that are distant. Raise your voice to get past the wall that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the people itself. That's the idea behind it. We also said that it should be like a shofar, meaning like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Make it feel like to them that they need to do tshuva. That's what it should be like to them, and they should actually feel like there's something there. You want to also assemble a large crowd, and that also can be done only when you raise your voice. Oh, see, yom yom yidushim. They want to seek me out every day. They desire to understand my ways. Also, like a nation that acts righteously, mishpat alav lo azov. Right, the mishpat of his God, they do not forsake. Yishaluni mishpatei tzedek. They ask me, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for righteous laws. Kirvas lo miachbatsun. They desire closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the idea is that the Jewish people really did want to do good things. They asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the right things. But nonetheless, it was more like lip service than it was into practice based on this study. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying there was something a little bit wrong with Bnei Yisrael. Lom natsamnu velo re'isa ininu. Why have we, velo re'isa, why have we fasted if you're not going to look at us anyway? Ininu nafshinu, we afflicted ourselves. Lo sedal, you don't even know it. Hein biyom simchem timtsu chepetz. On the day of your fasting, you will find a desire. You went through your own thing, says God. B'chotz veichem timtim goshu, when you pressured all of your debtors. It was like this. They sat there, the Bnei Yisrael sat there, and they said, well, we fasted. What do you want us to do? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you use the fast day as an excuse to go to Shul and find the people who owe you money and ask them for your money back. That's what you did. Use the fast day for your own purposes. In other words, you didn't fast for the sake of, you know, for me. You fasted because of social pressures or anything else that's out there, and you weren't doing it for the right reason. When you fast, you get upset and you get angry and you start fighting with other people. Lahakos be'egrav rasha. Right, you start hitting people with a wicked fist. You don't fast as befitting the day, right? To let your voices be heard on high. Somebody said to me today, he's like, he got so angry at somebody, yelled at somebody. So he said, I said, like, what's wrong with you today? And he's like, I'm fasting today. I'm like, for what? He said, Bahab. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't fast. This is the way you're going to be. I think maybe you want to eat something. I don't know why today either, right? Because normally Monday, Thursday, right? But it happens to be fast today. Well, I was like, I don't think this is the way you're supposed to do it. Like, well, everybody should know that I'm a big tzaddik because I fast. Like, the worst thing you can possibly do. I don't think there could be anything better. Do you think that's the fast day that I want? Yomano's Adam Napsho, do you think that's the day that I'm going to answer a person for his soul? Halachof Ka'agmo Rosho, where I'm going to bend, I don't know what this means, bend like a fish hook his head. The Sakva Ifer Yatsia, when he dons sackcloth and ashes. Do you think that's a real day of fasting, a day of Rosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You totally misunderstood. It's like a terrible Yom Kippur. You have no idea what you're really doing on these fast days. I didn't want superficial lip service. I wanted you to actually feel it, and I want you to be humbled, and I want you to actually realize what you're doing. And if you're not going to, I see no point to this. I see absolutely no point to you doing this. Here's what I choose. That's what I choose. Untie the knots of evil. Hater agudos moto. Undo the bonds of those things that are, you know, that are put together. Meshalak retzutim chapshin. Set free those who are crushed. Right. The chol mota tenakteku. And remove all the yokes that are right there. That's what it means. I desire an abstention from evil. Take away everything from you and learn to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Faros l'rayi v'lachmacha. That means you should give to the hungry your bread, and bring very poor people into your house. When you see a naked person, give him clothing, and do not hide from your family. In other words, your family needs help, give them the help that they need. Give them all the stuff that they need. That's what I want. You guys to share. I want you to be together. I don't want you to fast. I want you to give your food to others. That's the point, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're missing the point of what I'm doing over here, of what you're trying to do.
Glazer? You know who he is?
No.
He's like a sports reporter on Fox.
Okay, yeah.
So he's Jewish. And he said that on Yom Kippur, he goes to Shul, he fasts the whole day. And he says, like, right before he goes to Nehillah, he goes on the street and he finds a homeless guy and he takes him to a restaurant, tells him he can get whatever he wants, and he pays for it, and then he goes to the healer. He says, like, when he's at his hungriest, he wants to, like, give to, that's not religious, but I think that's a really nice...
It's so sad that there's still a little nice, kipper in it, but I hear it, yeah.
It's a really nice...
Maybe it's only Durabunans, because he maybe...
No, but, like,
he gives the credit card in another way, you know? I hear it. No, that's a good hearted Jew.
Yeah.
That's a good hearted Jew. That's the right, you know, the right derech, just not the right method. He's on the right path. You hope that he gets it.
Fasting for in this instance.
This is lav davka anything. It's just that people are trying to
have
tshuvas,
like,
thinking of that. Yeah, and again, because this is during Yeshaya, right? It was in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash. Didn't have our fast days. There is Megillas Tainus, and there were other fast days that they had, but I don't know if they have anything. Which ones? During Golos Bavel, and then again after the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Megillas Tainus was made during the first Beis Hamikdash. It was made by Nevi'im during Golos Bavel. So they had that, and then eventually it was made something different. I'm sure they had something. I just don't know exactly what they had, but they were doing it because of themselves. They just, you know, they made up their own, like we have with Shovavim, you know, with Shovavim people, that's Monday, Thursdays. Then your light is going to burst forth like dawn. And your healing will quickly come up. Your tzitzis will walk in front of you, and God's honor will gather you in. When you die, you'll have God's honor. Then every time you call out, Hashem will answer you. You will call out loud, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing finger and the speaking of evil. That's the idea behind it. If you want to go ahead, not even tzedakah is going to help if you don't do this, but if you do this in the right way, you're going to be answered properly. The suffix l'rayv nafshecha, then bring out your soul to the hungry, you should satiate the afflicted soul, and then in the darkness, right, your light will shine, even in the darkness, it will be like the noontime, that's what it's going to look like. Once you get out of it, HaKadosh Baruch will then guide you always. You will satiate your soul in times of thirst. In times of thirst. And it will strengthen your bones. You will then be like a watered garden. And like a fountain, right, where it never loses any water. And that's the idea. HaKadosh Baruch will always be with you, protecting you and taking care of you no matter where you go. That's going to be the idea behind it. Once you get bathed. You should build up antiquity, like ruins, the ruins. Olam Moste Dor Vador, right? Those things, Korvos Olam, I should say, I'm sorry. Vadim will call Korvos Olam, the destroyed things of the world will be built up from you. Moste Dor Vador, Tikomain, you will set up all the foundations of the previous generation. You're going to be called the one who fences up the breaches. Meshobe Venesivos Lashavet, the restorer of paths for the dwelling. Just some, you know, there's Venesivos on Mishpat, is the famous sefer written by Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, as another sefer that was on Choshen Mishpat at the same time as the Ketos HaChoshen. When the Ketos HaChoshen wrote a sefer that knocked out the Nesivos, right? He called it the Meshoved Nesivos, right? The one who turns the path back onto the path. He wrote up Meshoved Nesivos, and Nesivos wrote up, and nothing. He wrote a newer version of the Nesivos on Mishpat in the Shulchan Aruch to answer the Meshoved Nesivos' questions. It was interesting. Okay, anyway, regardless, in Toshiv Mishabat Raglecha, if you hold on, this is the famous line, okay? In touching the Shabbos Raglecha, do hold your feet back on Shabbos from traveling to do Asos Chatzecha, doing what you want to do. Here is the pasuk where Yeshaya tells us how to properly keep Shabbos. We learn almost all of our Durabanans from this pasuk except for Muktzah. Stop yourself from doing what you want on Shabbos. B'yom Kodshi, on my holy day. The course of Shabbos Onik. Call out to Shabbos and make an Onik. In other words, have pleasure on that Shabbos. L'kdosh Hashem for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Michubad, right? Honor and honor it. Michibarito, and the way to honor it. Hashem Michubad, that makes sense. Michibarito, and the way to honor it is Measos Drachecha, not doing what you want to do. Mimso Chatzecha, from doing what you desire. Vidaber Davor, or speaking about your own concerns. We learned from over here, your Dibor shall hold, should not be like your Dibor on Shabbos. Your walking during the week should not be like your walking over there. Michibarito is how we dress ourselves up for Shabbos, wearing certain clothing specifically for Shabbos, and all these things. saying.
You need to change your walk.
In other words, instead of being like a guy who's running, you should be leisurely. You should be a more leisurely walk. Obviously, you can run the show, but that's that. You should not have, like, in other words, not your way to go to business. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be something like that. We rest more. We have more of a whatever it is. And we have, like, certain things that we just shouldn't do. Who did the polls find out from over here? What? There's a lot of Tyro that I know of that might be learned at some point. Agreed. You don't have to learn the whole time. You don't have to learn the whole time. You'll be surprised. If you sleep less during the week, your sleep on Shabbos is ever so much sweeter. Ever so much. You gotta figure it out. But that's the way it's going to be. In other words, you just get around.
So that's the etymology for everything.
The etymology. Yeah, if it was just words. But yeah, it's really, this is the source, the shorish for literally all the drabonim. Everything we have. Up to the hole, right? All those types of things. They all come over here. Not playing basketball on Shabbos, right over here. Right? Not exercising or jogging on Shabbos.
But you could argue that that's like, but if that's your oneg, that you get oneg from it.
I know, I realize. Then it's a question whether it's subjective or objective. Until now, it's been objective.
But where does it say anything about basketball?
It doesn't. Oh, wait, you didn't see Kadir Salam then?
I must have missed it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Check out Pastor Guglielmo again. You're going to see it. Obviously, it's just, that's something that's more of a weekday activity. The idea is,
how do you define eating?
You're right. No, no. The idea is that anything that would be an activity which you're doing l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be the right thing, as opposed to something which you consider a pleasure for your own body or physical.
But it's like
enjoyment. I guess that's the idea.
I have so much pleasure doing this for Hashem and playing basketball today for Hashem.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's like the guy who came up to me and said, "But don't your fish help you find your way closer to Hashem?" No, dude. No, my fish are not helping me. My fish are my way of saying that I'm a god to my fish. That's the only thing it is. It is pure ego and nothing else other than that. There's nothing there. Yeah, the guy, yeah, feeding them and making sure, like, you think, I can do anything to you right now. You want me to take away the water? I can kill you all. That's the only thing it is by me. There is no way that I'm getting my way closer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu by being my fish. I'm not really that cool.
Zero.
What?
Then there's a zero.
Yeah, what?
The Kaddish Shabbat's oneg, lizot Hashem
mechubad. Yeah.
Meaning, is it an oneg? Meaning, or is it for Hashem mechubad? Maybe for me, it's not necessarily going to be down. I'm not doing anything that
I don't think that's a zero.
Us, sir.
It's both. Both. You have to find a way to be your own Shabbos. Yeah,
you have to write our basketball example. You said that there's no way to play basketball to honor our Shabbos.
I'm not saying that. No, nothing. No,
let's assume that's the case. That's the only way I can get oneg on Shabbos is to play basketball. It's either honoring Hashem, so to speak, or I'm having oneg.
I hear you.
Which one
are you? I hear you. I'm not going to pass it. I'm probably going to say no because of that. No, but like, yeah, in a comedy, I hear it. What do you end up doing? You're such a good basketball player. You score. You're able to go to NCAA. What are you supposed to do?
Basketball, I'm trying to
play. Yeah, it's a kasha on how to learn it, but it all is stems from this. And then it's a kasha. Is it subjective or objective? I would assume it's objective. And even though one person thinks that this is my own egg, nonetheless, you have to capitulate your own desire.
Something is not
usher
to be on Shabbos. I never understood this. Something's not usher to be on Shabbos. I never liked the word Shabbos. I hate that word.
Okay, because it's not a real word, by the way. You just added on the D-I-K.
Okay, fine. But thank you for validating my feelings about the word. But
etymologically, that's
but it's like, I don't understand. If the Shulchan Aruch is prohibited, why can't I do it?
Yeah, enough about me. I mean, yeah, it's just that they didn't have it. Certain things, right?
I understand they didn't have it, but maybe that's the wonder of living in the 21st
century. I hear you. I hear you. I hear the problem.
They couldn't leave the lights on all night. They had to go to sleep after
the I think we're missing the point, though. The point is to somehow, during the whole week, when you can't find your derech back to a Kaddish Baruch Hu because you're working so hard and doing other things, and you don't find that derech, Shabbos is finally the time when you could. And if we allowed people to do whatever they found pleasurable, they wouldn't have even a single day to find themselves close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because who would choose to go to davening for 2.5 hours? Who would choose to learn? If you could do anything you want, it's a pleasure for you.
Daven on Shabbos, or get a Torah, or whatever it is. So.
I hear you, but like, now let's go with the sticky situations. How about leaving on a TV, right, for you to watch something all Shabbos long?
All right, wait, let me tell you about example, though. I will have more oneg watching a triple overtime game on Shabbos afternoon in the playoffs than I will sitting around and staring at the wall thinking, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm missing the greatest game.
I hear you. I think you're missing the point of Shabbos. That's entirely it. That's entirely the point. That's entirely the point. That shouldn't be. It should be your oneg, yeah.
But I can't focus on anything but thinking about the game. I'm walking up and down TUI trying to pass these certain.
Yeah, something else.
I'm just saying. I'm giving an example.
At some point,
what's better?
You look like an idiot on TUI or just in the room and watch the game?
Yeah, for sure. There's got to be something else. There has to be another option. Because, yes, it sounds like black and white. It's either the triple overtime game,
there's a line.
It's called TiVo. God created TiVo for a reason.
But no.
And it was God.
It's either that or walk up and down 2 weeks like an idiot trying to pass the third piece and getting a glimpse of the score.
You don't need that necessarily. You don't need that. You don't need that. Yeah. Again, because only kids want
to find. You have to find that line between the opposite sides of you can't do anything you do during the week and you can't do everything you do during the week, because both play into the oneg part. You can do things that you do during the week, but that will also enhance your Shabbos experience, and you also have to refrain from doing things.
But what defines what is enhancing the Shabbos experience? How do you define
you.
That?
You.
Me. So to me, I just have the TV on.
I'm just guessing. I'm not guessing this completely. I'm not positive. I'm going to guess that Olam Haba probably doesn't have any sports.
Okay, fine.
Which means you're going to be really bored there if you don't get used to doing things now. You're going to have to find some other
pleasure. In the summer when Shabbos ends at 9 o'clock, I can learn for an hour.
Really, but Olam Haba is forever.
No, I understand.
There is no 9 o'clock. It's Kulo Shabbos. You're dealing with Shabbos every day.
How many hours you can walk up and down to Sacramento without losing your mind?
I understand. So don't walk down up to Sacramento. I have Albany, so. I know, it is pretty hot. It's pretty good, right?
Avoid it.
Like the plague. That's for the antisocial ones among us. Then you shall delight in a Kodesh Baruch Hu because he chol b'mas yaretz. Then you'll have the heights of the earth and others of best place v'achal ticha nachalas Yaakov. Then I will let you enjoy the inheritance of Yaakov avicha. Ki pi Hashem diver. That is the mouth of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he has spoken. You're going to get what you're supposed to get. Those are the extras that a person will be able to have. But that's what he's nachalas Yaakov. Now here we go. Perek nuntat tein l'kotzu yad Hashem. No, Hashem's hand is not too short. Neil Shia from saving you. L'kotzu to ozlam yishmoa. God's ears are not too heavy from listening to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of you. It's because of your sins. That's what's separated between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why you don't understand it, the reason why you don't feel closeness, is because your sins are there. Your sins cause God to turn his face away from you, from hearing you. It's you who caused this wall in between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not God. Your hands are filthy, badum, together with blood. That's both and your fingers with sin. Your lips speak out lies, while your tongues speak out evil. And because of all that, here he says like this, the hands of the judges, they're filthy. They're filthy with the blood of the people that they falsely convicted, and from the money that they took as bribery. The court scribes are filthy with the sin of falsifying the records. The lawyers, just you, okay, spoke only lies, and the mouth of litigants only spoke evil and things that they didn't really mean. That's the idea behind it. So all in Bezdin, and I'm not saying anything about, okay, Ein Korei Betzedek, they don't call out in righteousness, Ein Nishpat Ba'amunah, there is no judgment that's done truthfully. But Toach Al-Tohu, they rely on garbage. With Daber Shav, Haro Amol, the whole eight oven. They speak out falsehoods, they think of evil, right, and they end up having only bad things that end up coming through. That's the idea behind what happens. Beit Seed Sifoni, the eggs of the snake. What does it say over there?
Vipers.
Okay. BKU. They hatch them. The Kuriakabish and the spider webs. Yarogu, they weave. Ha'okumi Betzam Yamus. Those who eat from these shells will die. Bazura, right? Crushing them. Tiboka F.E. Right? Somebody who does that will end up hatching a viper that's going to kill him himself. That's the idea behind it. Their minds are always dealing with evil and they're only thinking about what I can do in order to get more of this and that and the other. He has no idea that the egg is filled with a snake, that if he does hatch the egg, so to speak, it's just going to bite him. It's just going to bite him. And that's what these guys are doing. They're trying to hide it on the inside from scrutiny, but the poison inside is going to eventually get to you if you start doing that. That's the idea behind it. And that's the idea. I think spider web is the same thing. You think like, oh, I'll just grab this, but then it sticks to you and then you're part of the whole spider web. Their webs cannot be used to make clothing. They cannot cover up their deeds together with these spider webs. They're too light. Maaseh ma'isav, and their deeds are evil. And corrupt acts are inside their hands themselves. Even the little good deeds that they do are not enough to provide them with any type of ruchniyastika garment that you have. You won't get anything out of it. Raglayim l'ra yirutsu, they run to do evil. Vimaru l'shpok dam naki, and they quickly spill innocent blood. Machshavei machshavosav, their thoughts are evil thoughts. Shod v'shev v'silosim, their roads are filled with destruction and ruin. That's what it means. Meaning, their thoughts of evil are so deeply inside their head, there's no way for them to find a proper path to go on. That's the problem over here.
So how are they going to do
truth? That's the problem. It takes a long time for these guys to go. Something has to hit them when they realize it themselves. They realize how far they are, and they have to. Maybe Yeshaya telling them will be enough. Derech Shalom Lo Yado, they have no idea how to make peace with other people. Ein Yishpach Maglosam, there is no justice on their path. They don't care about what's really just. And he was saying, Ikshulahem, they pervert their own ways, their own paths. Kol Derech Ba Lo Yado Shalom, whoever treads there, they don't know any peace. They know that these guys are going to bother them, and they're going to be those guys. Some of you know people like this, the people that just think, no matter what you do to them, they're never going to make peace with you, and they're just going to make it harder and harder. And that's that. All right, anyway, Al Kein Rochak Mishpat Mimenu, therefore, justice is far away from them, right? Below Sasigenu, right? Tzedakah. Tzedakah will never be able to be gotten by them. Nekabala, or we hope for light, Bnei Choshech, right? Behold, it's only darkness. Lingo Hoth, for no God, for brightness, for gleam, Ba'afelos Na'alech, and yet we go in darkness, and there's nothing else we can do. Negashashach Ephraim, we walk around like the blind here, and we feel against the wall to see where we should go. Ke'enei Negashesha, like somebody who doesn't have any eyes, that's how we go around. Koshalnu Batsarayim, we trip around in the middle of the day, Kanesha, as if it were nighttime. Ba'ashmanim Kamesim, in graves, as if we were dead. And that's the idea behind it. The light was right there in front of them, but they refused to see. They closed their eyes and made sure that it was as if they were somewhere else. They were unresponsive, and it felt like they were just in the grave, and that there was nobody guiding them whatsoever, nobody allowing them to go. Nema kadubin, they growl like bears. Kulanu, all of us. So we all growl like bears. Mekayonim hoga, and we moan like doves. Nega nekavala mishpa, we waited, we hoped for justice. Ma'ayin, it never happened. Yeshua rachatim menu, for a Yeshua, for a salvation that was too far away from us. That's what it was. We do, you know, the bears and the doves are referring to? Growl like bears and moan like doves for our daily parnasa. To be able to go and sit there waiting for our parnasa. But even that was not so easy. Sometimes we acted in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu like bears do, as if we growled in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it's all your fault. You're the one that's the reason why all this is happening to us. And that didn't work. And then we sat there and we tried cooing. We tried to be like, don't you think a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the right thing for us? I should win $1 billion in the lottery without really thinking of the ramifications. That's what it was like us, but we still did not get anything. Will you? I don't think you would.
$1 billion lottery?
Yeah. $1 billion?
Whatever it is, right?
I don't know why. I don't know. If you really needed it, we know you'd have it. See, Rabu Peshainu Negdeko, then all of a sudden you're going to have like gold-plated teeth. They're going to be like, this is the greatest idea ever. Somebody just told me, it's unbelievable, somebody told me that they went to some city in Florida, Miami, somewhere up north, and there was a guy, he kept seeing him, who owned a Lamborghini that was plated in solid gold. A Lamborghini plated in solid gold. Why? This guy is so rich, he literally has nothing to do with his money, so it's a known story all around. He decided to plate his entire Lamborghini with gold, and that's how he ended up doing it. So he drives around all the time, goes around somewhere in North Miami. I don't know if it's North Miami Beach or whatever. I don't know where it was. No clue. I have no clue. But he said he's Jewish. Of course he's Jewish. No other person would do this. There's no way. Can you imagine an Indian doing that? No. No way. No way they would do that. We've sinned so much against the Katasinu Amsabanu, and our sins have answered against it. Because our sins are with us. They testify against us. And our sins, they make us known. They're the ones who go around, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. By rebelling and denying God, and also from Achar, and turning away from behind Elokeinu, Daber Oshek, by speaking out fraud, Vesara in treachery, Horo the Hogo Milev Dibre Sheker, they think and utter words of falsehood from their own hearts, and they think of it that way. They just keep going further and further and further. Who's got more? They go further backward. Mishpat Ruzak and Rachok, right? Their justice and tzedakah was turned away from afar. Tamod Kikasha Barachov, and that's because they tripped upon the road to peace. Rachokah Ruzak Alavo, and uprightness cannot come in whatsoever. offer. All these things, what God's teachings were totally abandoned. They can't even realize what's the real stuff. But the Emet Nederet, at that point, all truth will be hidden. The Sor Mira, right? All the evil, turning away from evil, Mishtolel, right? That's going to be spoiled or whatever it is. Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw Vayar Beinav Kamish, but he was upset because there's absolutely nothing. So it began with people lying to each other in the streets, in human relations. And eventually, it was just regular people, and the Talmid HaChamim went there as well. Social lies became the norm, where people started to lie as if they, you know, they had to lie in order for things to go through. Where were you tonight? Oh, I just had to do something for somebody. I don't like talking about these things. I was doing a lot of tzedakah. That type of thing. At first, it was just a stumble. But eventually, it became the norm that it became just like everybody else. As like that. And that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu being upset. By Yarki and Ish, he saw, God saw, there is no man. There is no man there, no people that he can trust. And he wondered, he was shocked. There was no one davening. So his arm wrought for him Zro'o's salvation. They think their own tzidkus is the reason why everything worked out well. They don't think that God helped them out. They literally think that they're the reason why everything happened. It's because I'm such a good guy. I'm the person who's allowed everything to happen. Therefore, these good things are happening. So, God.
They use the same language as Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayarki and Ish. I wonder if there's like a correlation.
That is an interesting call over here. Vayarki and Ish, and therefore he killed them. So maybe that's the line. He looked around and saw there wasn't even any children that would be Zoka to this. Maybe that's the shot. That's what he decided. Yobat Tzedakah Kasher Yon. He wore, this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wore Tzedakah like armor. The Kovi Yeshua approached, he put salvation upon his head. Yobat Big Day Nakam. And he put on clothing of vengeance. Toboshes. Yat Kami Okina. And he put on jealousy, zealousy upon him. That's the idea behind it. He wore these clothes as if showing everybody, this is what I'm about now. Ka'al Gmulos Ka'al Yishalin. He will repay all of his enemies. He will give them what they're due. Chema Litzarav, there will be anger to his enemies. Gmul Oivav, a repent for all of the people against him. La'im Gmul Yishalin. He will give that all to the islands and everything. That's going to be a time, just like he did to Paro in Egypt, just like he did to Sancherib. He's going to give that to all the enemies that are out there, whoever it's going to be. It's interesting, because over here it says it goes on his oriental enemies, and even on the western foes. I don't know what that refers to specifically. That's how the Miyam Lohi says it. The Yerumi Marav is Shem Hashem. Those in the west, that's the, you know, obviously the west is, you know, the people that are more civilized. They will fear the Shem Hashem. And Mizrach Shemesh Es Kvodo, those in the east, that's the orientals, right? They will see his kavod. Kiyabal Kanar Tzor Ruach Hashem No Sabo. It will come like a river, like a narrow river. The spirit of Kadosh Baruch Hu lifting him up. Lifting him up. And that's what's going to be, that something's going to happen. The name and the glory of Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go through. Vol Tzion Goel. At that time, the Redeemer will come to Zion, will Hashem Nefesh B'Yakanu Hashem, and then people who did sins will do tshuva, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he's those priests, those sons, and here's my covenant with them, here's my bris with them, says Hashem. Ruch Yeshu Alech, my spirit will be upon you. Dvori Yeshu Samti B'Ticha, my word will be in your mouth. Lo Yomushu Mipichu Mibizarachum Bizarachum Hashem Yatav Yadolom, will not be removed from you and your children, your children's children, forever and ever. When do we not say that line in Ruch Alitzim? You know when we don't say it? No, we do, meaning we start from Yatav Kadosh. That's not what I meant. We don't say that because Mashiach is not supposed to come on Motzei Shabbos. That's what we're talking about, any of it. But when you take out these two lines, by a base Avel and by Tisha B'Av, we don't say the words Vanizos Grisi Yosam, that this is going to be my covenant with them whatsoever. And the reason why is because, again, on those days we're so sad we can't think about the Gula. We know the Gula is coming. We know Avel Yisrael Goel. We can't even think about the process, what's going to be, how this is going to happen. We can't think that way. We don't think. Perek Samach. Kumiori Kivo Rechu Kvod Hashem Alayev Zorach. Get up and shine, for your light has come. This is referred to Mashiach. Your light has come, Kvod Hashem, in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine upon you. And that's the idea. Now it comes the Gula. Now the light is going to shine forth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show everybody in the world what he's all about. Kinei HaKoshi Echat Eretz. The darkness has covered up the earth. Barofa Lu'umim. And that cloud, the fog around the nations. Alayev Yisrach Hashem. And on you, God will shine. This is referred to Bnei Yisrael. And on you that covered will be forever. It's going to shine upon Bnei Yisrael, and you'll see God no other nations cannot. All the nations will then go by your light, and the kings will go by your shine. Yeah, what do you have?
Seems like Kumiori is directed to Yerushalayim.
Well, that's interesting. I always thought it was Bnei Yisrael. He says to his people. The Sudas David says
Yerushalayim.
He says the other way. I think it makes sense more with that. But here the east of Yivinayach, lift up your eyes. Here he says Yerushalayim. Lift up your eyes.
And Radak says Yerushalayim also.
Okay, so this is where he gets it over here. The positality says it for sure. And see that everybody is gathering and coming over to you. Everybody's coming back. They're coming from far away. Right? All your dogs are going to be carried up on the shoulder. They're all going to come to you. You're not going to them. They're coming to you, Yerushalayim. Oh, Siri. Then you're going to see in a heart. You're going to panic. You're going to be afraid. But your heart is going to swell. Because all the hordes of the seas are going to be given to you. All the riches are going to be there. See, in other words, Yerushalayim doesn't know what's happening. He thinks, Chas v'shalom, maybe they're coming to destroy the city completely. Maybe that's what they're going to do. They're going to raise it down to the ground yet again. That's what Yerushalayim is afraid of. He's afraid of what's going to be, but it's not. It's hordes of people that are coming to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what's going to be. That's what's going to be. They're giving the riches of the nation all the Jewish property that was confiscated over the eras, over all that time. Shibat Gmalim Tasek, an abundance of camels will be brought over to you. Bikre Midyan, the best of Midyan, the Epha, and the city of Epha. Bikre, it says here, are dromedary camels. That's interesting. The one that pumps camels of Midyan and Epha. Now, as a side note, I didn't realize that the dromedaries were out there. I guess it would make sense. Dromedaries would be around the Arab areas. Okay, I guess that doesn't make sense. Kulam Yishvayavo, they'll come from Sheba. Zavul Levoni Yisod, they're going to carry gold and frankincense. No offense, you can keep your frankincense. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I'm okay with just the gold. They're going to tell over the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the good things of God. All the greatest of the sheep they're going to gather for you. The fattened rams will serve you. They'll go up on the rutsan of my air and my splendorous house, right? They were going to glorify, and that's what's going to happen over here. They're going to bring all those riches over here, and they're going to bring it to you. Who are these that disperse like a cloud, the Kayonu Aruva Sam, like doves going back to their homes, right? Even though they're coming from far away, they're going to come back like the clouds. They're going to run over here, and this is the line that the Jews are going to somehow get to Eretz Yisrael in a very, very quick way, like a dove flying home as soon as it can. That's the idea. Some say that they literally are going to travel on clouds, the same way they had Anani Akavod during those 40 years in the desert. And we're going to have Anani Akavod. The famous line of eagles, we already mentioned them up above, and we also said there was going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf again, that the whole Atlantic Ocean is going to split. I don't know. Maybe there's an eagle on a cloud that's going through the sea.
That's what
that would be awesome, right? That'll be there. Yeah, it's going to really stink if it's actually a plane. Like, you go up there, like, where's my eagle? And they're like, it's a plane.
Peter's like, I would rather an airplane.
You don't want an eagle?
No.
You ever seen The Neverending Story?
It'll be like, what's that animal? The hippogriff.
No, The Neverending Story. The Luck Dragon.
I'm right.
Never seen The Neverending Story? Guys, it's an 80s movie. It's one of the best movies of all time. Okay? I refuse. You cannot live this night without watching The Neverending Story. Go watch The Neverending Story. I don't normally mop this.
Is it like a science fiction movie?
Have your kids seen it? Have your kids? My kids would be scared of it because they didn't like The Luck Dragon at the end. I'm not going to let them watch The Scary Story. But soon, don't worry. I did let them watch the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That was a great movie.
Which is the greatest movie of all time.
Better than the new one.
The greatest movie. I did let them watch that.
Any movie that you could show.
No, only The Tunnel. I skipped The Tunnel. You skipped The Tunnel. Otherwise. Not the new one. Come on. Don't remake a classic. I don't know if it's good or not. I don't know. I didn't see it. But there's no reason. Anything in the 80s is good. That is that. Except for the bad movies.
Right.
Yeah. The Kayonin. That's what it's going to be like. Hili'im Yakabu. All the islands are going to, they're going to hope for me. Vanios Tarshish Barishona. The ships of Tarshish are going to be the first to bring your children from afar. Kasmos of Mitam, they're going to have their silver and their gold with them. L'shem Hashem Elokeich, in order for God to L'kdosh Shmo Kitaroch, and for the Holy One of Israel who has glorified you. That's what's going to be Pasuk Yud. All the other nations are going to build up your walls, Malchim Yishur Sunef, and all their kings are going to serve you. Because had I hit you when I was angry, your son would come to you. But you'll see that when I'm happy with you, then I'm going to give you mercy. Granted, I gave you guys a lot of hits while you guys were down. Right? But nonetheless, now, right, everything's going to be good for you. You're going to only have good things. Your gates are always going to be open. Day and night, they will never be closed. I will bring you armies of nations, and all of their kings will come with them. All those nations and kings that don't want to serve you will be lost. All those nations will be totally destroyed. You're going to get gifts, you're going to get tributes, you're going to get everything all day and night. And anybody else that doesn't want to, don't worry, they won't be here. So you don't have to worry about anybody. The honor of the Lebanon, Eliyahu, will come to you. All of the cypresses and pines and box trees will come together. makom mikdashi in order to cleanse the makom of my beis hamikdash on the kumrag le'akabed, and I will honor the place where I put my foot rest. In other words, that area that I call the beis hamikdash, everything will be there. The hokoy life shchayos bnei be'anayim, all the descendants of your oppressors are going to come toward you. They're going to be bowed in front of you. They'll bow down all at your feet. All those who are angry at you, they're going to call you the city of God, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. That's going to be a different name from Yerushalayim, but it's going to be a long name for you. That's what it's going to be. Because you were forsaken, who knew and hated, the Eno Verbis, and nobody wanted to pass by you, but some people would go no love. Now I'm going to make you the splendid world, the pride of the world, the happiness of every generation. So that land of Yerushalayim that everybody hated, now it's going to be a place where spiritually and materially it's going to be the greatest place in the world. You're going to nurse all the milk of the other nations. Chalev goyim. And you'll be nursed by the breast of the kings. You'll know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Savior, I'm also your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov Avinu. That's what's going to be. Everything is going to have some type of a source. Instead of the copper, I'm going to bring you gold. Instead of the iron, I'm going to bring silver. Instead of the wood, I'm going to bring copper. Instead of the stones, I'm going to bring iron. And that's even better, right? Because if you get copper instead of wood, then the copper turns to gold. The wood all of a sudden just turns into gold. Right? Instead of the stones, you get the iron, which then turns to silver. Some people could have saved shalom, and everything is going to be shalom. No sight to the God. All of your oppressors are going to be tzedakah. So for everything that they did to us, the governments are going to pay us back even more so. They're going to give us with interest. I know they can take interest. And we're going to have everything back, and everything's going to work out well. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only that, it's going to be filled with tzedakah, and that's going to happen over here, and it's going to be even further. Not only that, the Gemara says about this in Rosh Hashanah, Tachas Rabbi Kiva v'chaverav ma'avi. What's going to happen? They're going to reward us with all this, but nothing is going to take the place of all the gedolim that they took away, and they're going to feel so guilty that they took away such great men from our nations by killing them, that even that will cause them to give even more and more to us, so that we literally have everything in the world. There will no longer be violence in your land. Shod v'shevri v'vulayah, plunder and ruin in your borders. All of your walls be known as salvation, they'll be known as praise. There won't be anything bad among all of you, meaning the wealth will be safe. You'll be a place where everybody will be unbelievably rich, and you'll have all the things that you can want in the world, and there will be gold in the streets, and no one will dare come into the city and try to take it away from you. Now one person will be there. Now granted, there have been times in our history, in the history of the world, where there have been unbelievably rich nations, where they had everything going in the street, but it never lasted. This is going to last. It's going to last. There will never be anybody that comes inside. No longer will the sun be needed to light up the day, nor the moon to light up the night. That won't be needed. Hashem will be the light of the world, and God will be your splendor. Your sun and your moon will no longer be gathered in, right? Hashem will be your light forever. And then the days of your mourning will be totally over. So in other words, there's going to be the Oraganus. The Oraganus is going to come out. There's going to be an automatic light. So you'll never need any other light ever in the world. Your people are all tzaddikim. Lo'olam yishuv. They will inherit the land forever. They are the saplings of whatever. The shoot that I planted. My handiwork that should be glorified. And we all know that that's the famous line. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek u'lam haba. How do we know every Jew has a chelek in olam haba? Ameich kulam tzaddikim kulanu yoshei aretz. Right? Kulam lo'olam yishuv aretz. That's where we learn it from. We learn it from here that all of Bnei Yisrael get a chelek in olam haba. Unbelievable. That's the line. Hakatan yela aleph. Even the smallest will be 1,000. But sayer l'goyatzum. The youngest will be a mighty nation. I am Hashem. I can bring it in its time, or I can hurry it along. Depending on how the Jews are, I can make it in either way. But obviously, it's better if I hurry it along, and that's going to be there. Wait. What's up?
So Bob was talking about a literal land, Israel.
Yeah.
You're talking about something that doesn't exist.
Olam Haba completely. This is not. This is the line that they all use for it. Well, the Olam Yirshu Aretz, meaning they're always going to inherit the land. It doesn't just refer to this land. It refers to Mitzar Matoai, my sapling land, the one that I originally planted, which was Gan Eden. That refers to Olam Haba. My Sealdai, my real handiwork, Lee Squire, that I glorify through. Not just the world, but the other world. The world that's missing. The world that we don't know. What's up?
At that time, I'll make it go quick.
Go on. Go Correct.
Does it mean like I'll make it?
That's the other way of learning, and that literally is. If you notice, every time there's a Geula in Klal Yisrael, it happens quickly. Yosef is rushed from the pit. Paro says to Yosef, bring Yaakov quickly to stop the road. Right? When they leave Mitzrayim, they're done with what's the wording that I want over here? The Chippa zone. They're hurried out of Mitzrayim, right? By Haman and Mordechai, right? The whole thing is run and go get this guy, run and go get that guy, quickly do this, quickly do that. Everything is running throughout Purim. Whenever you see a Geula, there's always rushing and running and whatever it is. And that's the line. That's because B'itach Hishana, in the proper time, I'm going to hurry it along. The Drush, the Medrash, is B'itach. It can happen in its proper time, or Hishana, I can make it hurry. But there's no question. The Pshat is that when the time comes, it'll be quickly. You won't even notice it. It's going to go so quick. The spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon me, Yan Moshe HaShem Osi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has appointed me Levasar Anav Nishuachani. He told me to tell news over to the humble, Lakmosh Lenishprei Lev, to bandage the brokenhearted, Likra Lishvurim to Lishvuyim, to call out to the ones who are captured, Dror, that they should be free, Lasurim Bekakoyach, and for those who are imprisoned, right, for them to know that they're going to be released. That's the idea behind it. Again, this referring to Geula, and more than anybody else, Mashiach is going to be done, and this is what Yeshaya is saying. He's going to say that those who are humble, those who are accepting, those who are waiting for Golus to end and knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to free them and everything is going to be all good. It will be a year of Ratzon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a day of vengeance for Hashem and consoling all the mourners, those who are mourning the fact that people died in their family. Pasuk Gimel. To give to those who are Avelim in Zion, to give them some type of the air tach sefer, tefillin, instead of the ashes that they put on top of their forehead. Shemen sason tachas evil mate. By the way, that's how we learn that an avel shouldn't wear tefillin. We paskin nowadays that an avel does wear tefillin, but that's where we learn it from. Pe'er tachas sefer. Yechazkel, because of what he didn't do.
Right.
We learn it from this word pe'er. Same connection. Shemen sason tachas evil mate. Happy oil. I don't know what happy oil is, but it sounds good. Instead of the mourning oil of joy. Instead of mate. Oh, that's what I say in Bar Yochai in Shat HaShrepa. Very good. Tila, I only say it once a year. You say it like six times a week, you know what I'm saying? Like, totally different.
Say it every Friday.
Do they really? Unbelievable. It's a great song. Evil Mate. Tehila Takas Ruakeyal. You're going to have splendor instead of a weak spirit. They're going to call out to them. They are the righteous people. They're planted by God for His glory. They're going to be all good stuff and everything like that. That's going to be the crowns given back to them. They're going to build up all the destroyed areas of the world. Shamos Rishonim, all the Yikomemu. They're going to bring up all those things that are put down in the world. The first, you know, the ones that were desolate for years and years and years. The Chidual Rechored. They're going to make new all the destroyed cities. Shamos Dor Vador, all the generations of destruction. Anduzarin Barod Sonchem. Strange people will get up and they'll take care of your sheep. And as strange as the land will be your farmers and will be your vine growers. Which is good, because I was wondering what would happen to my farm. So now, everything's going to be taken care of. All your work will be taken care of by them. Atam Kohani Hashem, you will be called the Kohanim of Hashem, Tikoreu, that's what you'll be called. Meshor Tialin, you will all be servants of God. Yemei Lechem Chel Goyim, you will be known as the army of nations. Tochlu, and Tochelu, you will consume all of it. Oh no. Meshor Tialin, Yemei Lechem, they'll call you, right, the servants of God. Chel Goyim Tochelu, the riches of the Goyim you will eat, and then you'll get all of their honor completely. All of the wealth is going to go to you, and they're going to call you the Kohanim. Instead of the embarrassment, Mishneh, Uklima, and all the double embarrassment and the shame that you had, Yaronu Chalkam, they're going to sing of your lot. Klima's shame, the shame that you have. Lachem, Ba'arz, the Mishneh, you rush you, therefore in their land, they will get double. Silchazon Tielahem, and you will have a double happiness. Eternal joy will be yours forever. That's because you took the busha before, and now you're going to get only happiness. Hashem, I am God. Oy Mishpat, Soni Gazel. I love Mishpat. I hate Gazel. But oy law, right, that's done with such supremacy. I will pay them back, right, in truth, and I will make them an eternal bris. A bris for them forever. That's what's going to happen to them. And know that their children will be known among the nations. That's the aim. And their children will be among all the other nations. All those who see them will recognize them. They are the children who are blessed by a Kaddish Baruch. Whenever a Jewish person is going to travel or go out somewhere, they're immediately going to be recognized as God's seed. Have you ever had that happen to you? Where you go to a certain area and they all say, like, oh, you're a Jew, we'll treat you with a certain amount of respect. You ever had that happen? You don't find it in, like, Germany. No, but you do find it once in a while. Southern.
There is, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember my story. I know I have a story with this where, like, I was treated like a royal god, where everything was just like, oh, you realize that it was just like crazy. I don't remember where it was.
Yeah,
was
my parents even told, like, yeah, you're the chosen few of my, like, Christian, my religious, like, Christian.
Yeah, like, they say it. They say it out loud.
I was once going to a party on my blog, and we had a Syrian family. I didn't know they were Syrian, but, like, we
had said it.
One night, and they were like, no thanks. Okay. By the way, what school is this for? And I was like, looking at them, like, wondering, like, should I even tell them? Like, I was like, Ari Crown. They're like, oh, what kind of school? I'm like, it's a Jewish school. Like, oh, we love Jews. We love Israel. Hold on. We'll come back and give us money.
That's why you got to start wearing a kippah when you're delivering those candies. That's why. But I do have one thing. Rabbi Brazil Manashviat was once in Lubbock, Texas for a surgery that his daughter needed. He's a poor man. I mean, what are you going to do? He looks as much as the yeshiva, right? So he could afford him and his wife to go there, but this is obviously, you know, there's a lot of money in and of itself to go visit the daughter when they're there. He met Noahites, a community of 350 Noahites that lived outside of Lubbock, Texas. They found him. They said, are you an Orthodox Jew? He said, yes. They treated him literally like the Mashiach, and they gave him everything. They paid for his entire family, his 9 other kids. They were all flown in. They flew them in so that they could all be together for a Shabbos for a whole week. I allowed them all to be there, and they paid for anything they needed that week. They paid for their hotel rooms. They paid for everything. They literally took care of them for the whole week, and they treated them like they said, tell us what you know, whatever it was. They made a Shabbaton. There was a bunch of base guys who were in America at the time. I was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. They made a Shabbaton, and they called over 9 guys from New York, 9 Jewish guys, and they're there, and they literally, the Jews were just sitting there having a regular Shabbos, whatever, and they were just staring at them the whole time. And they're like, they started singing Mizmor LeDavid during Shalosh Shudas, Mizmor LeDavid, and they said, what are you singing? And like, it's a Psalm 23. You don't think about it at all. They're like, no, Psalm 23? They're like opening their little tanaks, you know? And they use stone chumashim, all these Noahs. They ordered stone chumashim, the article chumashim. It's crazy. He said the craziest thing he said. He said, you guys now have a responsibility. He said, these Noahs, on Shabbos day, you know what they do on Saturday? They get together for 4 hours and they read the Parsha of the week. They read it all together. From the stone chumash, they all read it together. And there's like 30 of them that get together and they just read it all together just like that. So we all said, they didn't have a Yitzhak Hara, that's why. That's the only reason why they could do it. Noahide, a real Noahide. They're unbelievable.
From like Texas or something. Like
from the South. Yeah, from Texas. Yeah. Well, I rejoice in Hashem. Togiel Nashi Bilhai. My soul is rejoicing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Shana Bigdei Yesha, because it gave me all this Bigdei Yesha, clothing of salvation, Mi'il Tzedakah, a cloak of righteousness, Yatani. He got me up like a bridegroom adorned with a turban, right? The kakala tadakelel, and like a bride bedecked with all of her jewels. That's what we're going to be like, lost in love. We're going to be like a chosen and a kawa all the time. Right. Just like the earth brings forth its sprouts. And like the garden, all of its seeds and whatever it is. And that's how it grows. There will be tzedakah and tzedakah, good things throughout the entire world, and everybody will end up happening. Let's do one more parak over here. Parak Stamach Beis. Laman Tzion Lo'achsha. For the sake of Tzion, I'm not going to be silent. Laman Yerushalayim Lo'ashko. It will not be quiet because Yerushalayim Adyeitze. I know you got Tzidkan. So all the Tzidkus comes out. Yeshua Sekalapi Dibar. And so its salvation will come out like lightning. It's going to come out like a flaming torch. Bro, going to Kech. All the nations are going to see your tzidkus, and all the kings are going to see your honor. And you will be called a new name that is specified by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's going to call out right over there. That's the example. There will be a splendor of glory, a crown in the hand of Hashem.
Do you have a connotation of cursing?
Where? Which word? Yikavenu? Oh, I guess because of Kov, right? No, but Yikavenu is also specified, something that's made.
Zilam said.
Kov. Yeah, Kov. Kavo. I think it is. I don't know if it's the same word. You need like a refreshment to figure that out. But he said, "Teretz Yisrael be Hashem, which meet the loop of the capital of Hayim." Oh yeah. Okay. It says a royal crown in the palm of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's it's going to be Loyev Alav Oid Azuva. They will no longer call you the abandoned one. Alavtek Loyev Oid Shema. But they're no longer going to call your land desolate. Kilochi Korei Chatziba. Rather, you're going to be called the one that God desires. Ulatek Beulav. You're going to call your land the best one, the one that's married. Kilochi Shem Bach Baratek to the Ale, because God wants your land, and your land is going to be. It's going to be...
Dry weather.
yeah, but not violated in a bad way. Slept with, meaning it's going to grow things on the ground. But that's what it means. Meaning there will be zera in the ground that causes things to grow. That's what it means. Kibayel. Kiyival bachor besula, just like a bachor, a young man, is together with a young lady. Yivaluch banayich. Your children will be together with you. That's how they're going to feel about your land. Umesos kosin al kala, like a kosin is happy about his kala. Yossi zalayich alayich. That's how a kadosh baruch hu will rejoice in you. That's what's going to be. The marriage is not only be consummated, it's going to be a happy marriage and everything's going to be okay. Yes, I believe so.
With these school kids are missing by not learning this stuff.
You have to get through 62. All right, anyway. On your walls, Yerushalayim, I brought out guards. All day and all night, they will never be silent. Right, they mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, they're never going to be silent. And what that means is they're going to daven, they're going to praise, they're going to say great things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day and all night. Now, Tinu Damilo, do not allow them to be silent until they make Yerushalayim to be set up and has peace. God swears in his right hand of his ozo with his strong arm. I will no longer give your grain over to your enemies. The other strangers will not drink your wine. Asherah Gatzbo, that you have toiled over. No longer will that happen. Its harvesters will then eat it. They'll praise God. Those who gather it together, they're going to drink it in my base of Mikdash. Around my base of Mikdash. They're going to go through all the gates. Right? Clear out the path for the people to go through. Clear out the path. Take away all the stones. Take out all the flags, or, you know, lift a banner among all the peoples. And that's the reason all the nations are going to say, it's time for you to go through. They're going to allow everybody to find their way back to Yerushalayim. And Hashem Yishmael Ketzeh Aret was announced to the ends of the earth. Imel Basion Hinei Yishech Ba. Say to Basion that your salvation has come. In Yisharu Yitofu Lassu Lefanav. Behold, the reward is together with them. Pulasso, your payment is right in front of them. That's what's going to be. The Karu Lahem Amakadosh, they're going to call them the holy nation. Kuli Hashem, the redeemed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, great Dusha here. You're going to be called the city that is sought after, Lo Ne'ezava, that was never forsaken ever again. That's what you're going to be called. Shkaya, guys. Let's stop.